This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Refinery strikes persisted on Saturday in France, and more demonstrations were taking place throughout the country amid anger at the government pushing through a rise in the state pension age without a parliamentary vote. The growing unrest, combined with rubbish piling up on the streets of Paris after refuse workers joined in, has left President Emmanuel Macron with the gravest challenge to his authority since the so-called Yellow Vest protests of December 2018. North Korea claims that about 800,000 of its citizens volunteered to join or re-enlist in the nation's military to fight against the United States. North Korea's state newspaper reported on Saturday about 800,000 students and workers on Friday alone and across the country expressed a desire to enlist or re-enlist in the military to counter the U.S. That's what the Rodong Sinmun newspaper reported. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida are holding the first round of government consultations in Tokyo as they seek to strengthen economic and defense ties. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Scholz brought six of his ministers for talks with Japanese counterparts to deepen cooperation in the economy and national security in the Indo-Pacific region, as well as other global issues, including China's assertiveness in pressing its maritime territorial claims and its closer ties with Russia. Germany has similar government consultations framework with several countries. Of the 17 members of Scholz's cabinet, six of them, including economy, finance, foreign, interior, transport, and defense ministers, have been traveling with them. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Russia, China, and Iran have completed three-way naval exercises in the Arabian Sea that included artillery fire at targets on the sea and in the air, the Russian Defense Ministry said Saturday. The exercises off the Iranian port of Chabahar took place as Russian President Vladimir Putin prepares to host his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Moscow for a three-day state visit starting on Monday. Kosovo's Prime Minister and Serbia's President arrived in North Macedonia on Saturday for a fresh round of talks with EU officials on implementing a deal to normalize ties between Belgrade and Pristina. The two leaders will hold separate meetings with the European Union foreign policy chief before a three-way session. An Iranian court has handed out death sentences to two men over an attack on a Shiite shrine in Iran that killed 15 people in October and was claimed by the militant group Islamic State. An official news agency reported on Saturday. Russia says it's ready to extend a deal that enables Ukraine to export grain, but not for as long as hoped. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The UN and Turkey brokered the deal, aiming to ensure global food supplies and keep prices from spiraling. It allows Ukraine to ship food and fertilizer from three of its Black Sea ports. A separate agreement between the UN and Russia covers Moscow's shipments of fertilizer to global markets. The original 120-day deal would be automatically extended for another 120 days unless one of the parties objects, which Russia has done. Its UN ambassador says Moscow will agree to a 60-day extension, but from its perspective, the deal's not working. The Kremlin wants Russian agricultural exports exempted from Western sanctions. I'm Ben Thomas.
In the U.S., there's a Ford car recall to fix brake hoses and wiper arms. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Ford is recalling more than 1.5 million vehicles in the U.S. to fix leaky brake hoses and because on some models, windshield wiper arms can break. On Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKX midsize cars from 2013 through 2018, the front brake hoses can rupture and leak brake fluid, which can make stopping distances longer. Dealers will replace the hoses. The second recall covers F-150 pickup trucks from 2021. The windshield wiper arms can break on those models. Dealers will replace the arms if needed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed the Irish Prime Minister to the White House on St. Patrick's Day, celebrated Friday in the U.S. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.